The director of the Arizona Department of Corrections announced his retirement Friday. Charles Ryan served as director of the state prison system under two governors for 10 years and worked for ADC in total for almost four decades. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins covers the Department of Corrections and joins us now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So it's been a turbulent several years for this state agency, hasn't it? Like, we always seem to be seeing words like embattled next to Chuck Ryan's name in the headlines.
Yeah, that's right. I've written many of those. My first glimpse into the way this was kind of all going and into the Department of Corrections, the way they operate, was several years ago when I started to go to the federal courthouse and watch these monthly hearings about prison health care. ADC is in the process of settling the Parsons versus Ryan lawsuit, which we have reported on at great length here. And so every month I would see these officials from ADC come forward. Sometimes they would testify. Sometimes Charles Ryan even had to take the stand and testify. He once had to directly answer to a judge for essentially the judge accused him of undermining the judiciary. You know, he sent out this email saying, you know, here's what this judge's order is, but, you know, this is unfortunate, downplaying it. So, I mean, one of my first experiences with Charles Ryan was seeing him get berated essentially by a federal judge for, in his words, undermining the judiciary. So it was clear to me that this, if this healthcare issue was not getting taken care of, and in fact, it's not. It's a nightmare. People are literally dying from a lack of health care in Arizona prisons right now. If that's the way this issue was being handled, you know, wow, what about security? What about staffing?
And you've reported on how that lack of care has resulted in federal sanctions and federal monitors.
Yes, millions of dollars in fines, millions of potentially lost in poor business decisions. I mean, you constantly had outside agencies, outside players looking at Arizona and saying, you know, things like, what is going on here? That this is not being operated correctly. This is not even living up to the Constitution. And, you know, so you've had people asking these questions at many levels for a long time. It's been in the news for a long time. We've also reported on how the short staffing of both medical and correctional staff is a huge problem. Again, been going on for years, just like facility problems have been going on for years. Correctional officers being forced to work overtime. A huge percentage of funded positions are vacant. So this obviously leads to poor safety and healthcare conditions. But then, Lauren, recently you had an important video leak from within the department that really changed everything.
Right. This is the surveillance video that was leaked by a corrections officer of an awful beating of one of her colleagues.
Right. Really graphic. And it showed so clearly what the inmates were able to, they were able to compromise the locks essentially on their cells in a way that if they want to get out, they can. And I've talked with a lot of relatives of people who are incarcerated now who are like, yeah, this is the way it is. And so, I mean, that's just shocking to a lot of us, I think, to see that and then to see how it can be taken advantage of to put people in harm's way. And I think it just showed the whole breakdown of the system. You know, everyone knew ADC had problems, but that really brought things to light and very plainly, you know, the locks don't work.
And it's a prison, yeah. So what response did this prompt from the governor?
Well, the governor came out and appointed a task force, which seems to be still kind of slow going. It's being led by some former state Supreme Court justices who are supposed to be looking into security issues. Other state agencies are involved. Hopefully, they're supposed to be providing some sort of, you know, restructuring or advice for whoever the new director will be now, since we'll be into a new administration probably by the time they're done with that report. That's the point. They're supposed to generate a report for the governor.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find out about Ryan's retirement on Friday?
I started getting texts and screenshots of his it's a retirement letter from members of different police organizations or correctional officers organizations. So I think this is something that, you know, had been in the rumor mill for a long time, that even that it was going to be announced this month. So that did actually happen to come true. It seemed kind of like a news dump, but, you know, everyone was scrambling, sending this news around. And then we reached out to the governor's office and they confirmed, and they said that he would serve as director until September 13th. But, you know, in his letter that we've printed on KJZZ, it says it was time for him to take his leave.
Hmm. And what are reform advocates saying? What's the reaction look like?
Well, a lot of different agencies have been, you know, really beating up on this director for a long time now. American Friends Service Committee even just launched a website that was something to the effect of like firechuckryan.org. You know, it's been that explicit and people were wearing the T-shirts. So a lot of people have been going after this director for a long time. David Fati from the ACLU National Prison Project, he told me that Ryan's years were kind of like a dark era that he was hoping that we would be at the end of. And they're all They are all saying, though, that hopefully this presents an opportunity to move forward. You've got Walter Blackman's ad hoc committee going on right now, which I think kind of is serving as a way for all these people to rally and people on all sides to talk. So I think you're going to have even more people that are going to want to step up and say, you know, here's what I want in the new director. Here's what I think should happen. I know the inmate families are really rallying around this. They kind of see this as a win because they saw this as, you know, they saw Ryan as the epitome of all the bad things that were happening to their family members and all the failures. And so I know that they're going to be even more energized and you know, bringing their voices to this debate.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
You're welcome.